بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in today's lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Bani Israel, and Allah speaks about a covenant, a pledge that He had taken from them, that they would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would be obedient to Him, they would accept the message of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam who would be sent to them. And together with taking this covenant, this pledge from them, Allah then made it easy for them by sending various Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam to them. Whenever they would err, they would go astray, Allah would send a Nabi to them to remind them, to guide them. Yet despite all of this, despite these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them, we find that they would accept or reject the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam based on how appealing the message of the Anbiya were. So if a Nabi would bring a law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which they found easy to practice upon, which was appealing to them, which was easy for them, then they would accept him, they would respect him, and they would follow this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, if a Nabi had to bring some law, some injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which they found difficult, which did not appeal to their logic, then they would reject the Nabi, they would call him a liar, and at times they would go as far as to take the life of this Nabi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this. لَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ رُسُولًا. That certainly we had taken a covenant, a pledge from the Bani Israel, and we sent many messengers, many Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam to them. كُلَّمَا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُهُمْ فَرِيقًا كَذَّبُوا وَفَرِيقًا يَقْتُلُونَ. Whenever a messenger would bring to them that which they did not like, that which was not appealing to them, then فَرِيقًا كَذَّبُوا. At times they would belie a certain group of messengers. They would call them liars. They would reject them. وَفَرِيقًا يَقْتُلُونَ. And at times they would go as far as to take their lives. They would kill the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam purely because they did not like the message or the law that he had brought to them. So this attitude of the Bani Israel is being highlighted, that they base their acceptance of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam on how appealing his message was and whether it was easy for them, whether it appealed to their logic or not. But worse than this, in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about the mindset that they had behind this. That together with doing this, they also foolishly thought that there would be no consequences for this action of theirs. So they continued to belie and to take the lives of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, but thinking that they would not be punished. So Allah says, وَحَسِبُوا أَلَّا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ. They thought that there would be no consequences, that they could get away with it. فَعَمُوا وَصَمُّوا. So they became blind and deaf. What does this mean? Is that they turned a blind eye and a deaf ear to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They pretended as though they could not hear, they could not see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted them to do. And of course, when this happens and a person persists in the disobedience and transgression or the violation of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will punish a person. So they were made to undergo trials, tribulations, difficulties fell upon them. And only then did they realize that this is because we are not accepting, we are not following the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then these people would turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. They would make tawbah, ask Allah's forgiveness. ثُمَّ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Then Allah would accept their repentance. Allah would forgive them. So here we see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that after Allah sending the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam to them, after them promising to obey, and then they rejected the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, they killed them, and they broke the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the moment they made tawbah, they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accepted it. He forgave them. So this is the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, these people took advantage of this. They did not realize that Allah is being merciful, Allah is being kind to us. So Allah says, ثُمَّ عَمُوا وَصَمُّوا كَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ. Many of them turned a blind eye and a deaf ear once again. In other words, when Allah forgave them, removed the difficulty, made things easy for them once again, then they again fell into the disobedience, the transgression of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was their attitude, this was their mindset, is that when there was difficulty in their life, then they would repent, they would ask Allah's forgiveness. The moment things were smooth once again, things were easy, then they would go back to the transgression, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is Allah mentioning this? So firstly, this is a reminder for the people of Makkah, for the Quraysh, the people of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you are going to reject the message of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, then the very same punishment will befall you, will come upon you. That is why Allah says, وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah sees that which they do. In other words, that which the people of Makkah, the Quraysh are doing, where they belay Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And secondly, this is a message for the ummah till the day of Qiyamah, that this should not be our mindset, this should not be our attitude, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us, punishes us, puts us in some difficulty, and we realize that it's perhaps because I've broken some command of Allah, I've fallen short somewhere. And then I make tawbah, I turn to Allah, I'm back in the masjid, I'm doing a'mal. And the moment Allah removes this difficulty, makes things easy for me, then again I turn a blind eye, a deaf ear to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this should not be our attitude. We should take lesson from the Bani Israel. Our attitude as believers should be that in prosperity, in adversity, we still turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do our best to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi.